that I wake up until I lay my head. I will sing of the praise. What more can we say to the stains of the Lord before us? 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. All my life you held me,
all my life you have been faithful, all my life you have been so good,
every breath,
when
I
am faithful, I will sing of the
and declare the goodness of Jesus. Lift your voice and declare the goodness of Jesus. From January, February. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you. Awesome God. Awesome God. Thank you. Just to consider that we began this year praising you, praying to you, and then believing that you had good plans for us for this year. Here we are, 11 months gone. You have kept us. You provided for us. You promoted us. You blessed us. And here we are. So, Heavenly Father, accept our praise. Accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In this service, Heavenly Father, let the power of your Spirit rest on someone. To shatter every limitation and to empower us for the fulfillment of destiny. Let your beauty come on somebody here today in such a way that the world and our circumstances will not see us anymore. They will see you. Give someone a revelation. Give someone an instruction. Pour your favor on someone. Above all, Heavenly Father, let your power touch somebody's physical body. Let there be healing in this service. In the name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke every spirit of oppression. Every spirit that disturbs the emotion. Right now, spirit of anxiety. Right now, spirit of discouragement. We cast you out in the name of Jesus. We prophesy peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Awesome God. Aren't you glad that God has been good to us? If God has been good to you, give him a big hand clap. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so today we begin a new series in our sharing. And our focus now is on gratitude. Gratitude. Yes. And I want us to start from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, New King James Version. This verse of scripture comes to me all the time. Are you ready? Let's go. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I'll title this, Say Thank You. Say thank you. One of my most precious friends, you know, shared this story with me, how in the early years of marriage, you know, he would say to his wife, darling or sweetheart or honey, I need some water. His wife would go get the glass of water and give it to him. He would take the glass of water and gulp it down. So after some time, his wife began to talk to him. She would give him something, he would just take it. She would say to him, say thank you. And he said, you know, he just did not mind her. I mean, you know, until one day he was on an international flight. He requested for water. And the air hostess went, got him the water. He took the water and drank it. The air hostess said, sir, say thank you. He said he just broke into a smile, and the air hostess thought they was being rude. Then he said to her, please, I'm very sorry. The reason why I'm laughing is because my wife has always told me at home to say thank you when she gives me water, and I did not agree. What I refused to hear at home, I've now come to hear it on an aircraft. So, thank you. Help me to say to the person sitting next to you, for those of us that are here, I know for those of us online, it may just be you, but just for those of us that are here, help me to say to the person sitting next to you, say thank you. Yeah, I guess you may say, for what? Well, for sitting next to you in the service, that's enough reason to say thank you. If we're finding it difficult to say thank you to one another, I mean to people that we can see, just imagine how many thank yous we owe God. What is it that breeds this lack of gratefulness? Entitlement. Just like my friend said, it was like, so if she doesn't give me water, what else should she give me? You know? And that's it. We take so much for granted. But here, the scripture encourages us to give thanks in everything. Tom Wilson said, you can complain because roses have thorns. Or you can be grateful that thorns have roses. I say that again. You can complain because roses, as beautiful as they are, have thorns. Or you can be grateful that the thorns at least have some beautiful roses in them. So you see, gratitude is an attitude. It's a function of your attitude. It's a function of what you choose to see. If your focus is on what is not working, you will be angry with God. You'll be frustrated all the time. And from that quote, right, the situation is the same. The focus is the issue. Somebody is complaining because the roses have thorns. Some other person is grateful that the thorns still have beautiful roses coming out of them. Wow. So someone is complaining because of the thorns. Another person is grateful because of the roses. What do you see in life? Now, looking back through the year, looking back through the past months, what can you see? Looking all through your life, what can you see? The roses are there. Some of us are distracted by the thorns rather than be grateful for the roses, sincerely speaking. Whichever way you will describe it, God has been good to you. Yes. There are roses in your story. And there are thorns in all our stories. We can choose to be grateful that as many as the thorns are, right out of those thorns, roses have come up. God's produced beautiful testimonies. Actually, if things didn't go bad, then we will not have what to compare with or how to measure. The worse you think your situation is, the more beautiful your testimony and the more you owe God some thanks. But some other people are complaining because the roses have thorns. So there are roses quite all right. Some things have been working well for you. But the big problem is because life has not been perfect. Gratitude is a function of our attitude. Don't take what you have now for granted. You know why? A lot of the things that we have in our lives right now were once prayer points. Now we're taking them for granted. Right? Like, it's normal. I mean, if I did not have a wife, what else should I have had? If I did not have a husband, what else should I have had? If I did not have children, what else should I have had? We're taking them for granted. We're taking them for granted. The degree, what it took, the prayer and the fasting it took to get the degree, now we take it for granted. We have a job, we're complaining. When there was no job, we were praying and fasting. Now there's a job. The problem is that along with the job, there are nasty people in the office. So which would you choose? You don't have to lose the job before you are grateful for the job, before you appreciate that it is good that you have a job in the first place. That's what we're trying to say. Don't take what you have for granted. So I will always appreciate the psalmist. In Psalm 103, he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits." Let me to tell the person sitting next to you, talk to yourself. This man was talking to his soul, you know. You must not forget, because human memory can be very short. You must not forget. You must not forget where we're coming from. We came a long way, baby. Like some people would say, we've come a long way. Don't take what you have now for granted. It was once a prayer point. Don't neglect what you have to the point of loss before you appreciate their value. Why do we have problems in our relationships? We guys, especially, we're hunters. That's what they say. The person that you chased, I mean chased, wrote epistles to get. It's amazing because in recent times I've had stories. You know, I've met couples and you ask, "So how did you meet?" And then the lady says, "Oh, we met somewhere, maybe at a party or something, and then he began to chase me." You know? And some of my friends are just amazing. Because I asked in recent times, so how did you and your wife meet? And the man says, I went with my friend to greet his girlfriend, and then we saw her friend. And then one of them said, I told her on the spot, I will marry you. She was angry. She said, who do you take me for? How can you meet me for the first? Do you think I'm a commodity that you buy in the market? You met me for the first time. You never met me before. You're telling me you want to marry. What kind of nonsense is that? They've been married now for more than 20 years, or almost 30. Long and short of it. But he chased her for like 2 years or so before they could start a relationship. I'm talking about the chasing. Why? You have to see some value in somebody before you would chase the person like that. So why are we now at the point where we don't even want to see each other? Just loss of appreciation. Loss of appreciation. Listen, you say, but you can't give thanks for everybody like that. Some people are real devils. Exactly. So if someone is such a devil that the person makes you to pray extra 5 minutes every day, then give thanks to God for that person for improving your prayer life. Whichever way you look at it, I'm telling you, you can focus on the roses and be grateful for them, or you focus on the thorns and miss the roses. There are beautiful things in our stories. Next point. Since all things have been working together for your good, according to Romans 8:28, contributing to your progress, then give thanks for everything, good and bad. This is a very important point. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good, for the good of those that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. All things, and all things means both good and bad. Since all things contributed to your progress, give thanks for all things. You know, I'm trying for us to explore that 1 Thessalonians 5:18 that we read. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And there's the second verse that I always remember when I remember the first one. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Ephesians 5:20 says, and give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks for all things. Somebody says, wait, I understand about giving thanks for the good things that God has done in my life. Should I give thanks for the bad ones also? That's exactly what I'm saying, because the Bible is inspired. That statement was inspired. Give thanks for all things. Why? All things contributed to your progress, to where you are now. God used all things, both the good and the bad, to get you to where you are now. So thank God for all the good things and the bad things. Thank God for all the good people and the bad people. Yeah, this may be tough, but can you just imagine for a minute if you were Joseph? So if you were Joseph, you should thank God for your brothers. You say, what? Those traitors, those murderers, exactly. Oh, they were even discussing killing me, exactly. They discussed it, but it was also one of your brothers that said to the other ones, we should not kill him. And all of them accepted the proposal. So thank God for that. They sold me, exactly. Have you read Genesis 45 before? Joseph said to his brothers, I know that you sold me to be a slave. He said, but actually it was God that sent me to preserve lives. Woo! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo, woo, woo. His brothers would not have been able to sell him if God had not allowed them. Take your eyes off people. Put your eyes on God. If you keep your attention on people, you'll be bitter. You'll be dangerously bitter. You keep your attention on God, you'll be happy. You'll be happy because God loves you. He'll never hurt you. So Joseph says, you guys sold me to be a slave. It was actually God that sent me to preserve lives. So we thank God for Joseph's brothers. They sold him to the merchants. If you're Joseph, you thank God for the merchants. Thank God for the merchants. Because the merchants took him from where he was to Egypt. And Egypt was the place for the fulfillment of the dream God gave him. Listen, the people that have seemingly worked against you have actually been used of God to move you closer to the fulfillment of your destiny. So, if you're Joseph, you thank God for your brothers. And you thank God for the merchants. Then you thank God for General Potiphar, the man that bought you from the slave market. Take note. He was not an ordinary person. If you want to be a slave, be an executive slave. Because it was because General Potiphar bought him that when he was sent to prison, he was sent to the executive prison where he met other prisoners that came from the palace. And when one of them was restored, that one mentioned his name in the palace. You don't know where things are going yet. Your sadness is premature. Your complaining is premature. God is taking you somewhere. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Listen to me. God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to bear. He will not allow. Allow is the word. Allow. The dream God gave Joseph was to be fulfilled in a palace. When his brother sold him to the merchants that would sell him in the market where a top military officer would buy him, and then something would go wrong, he would be sent to the prison. He was moving closer and closer to the palace. Did you notice that? Every step from his brothers took him closer to the palace where his dream will be fulfilled. I promise you, except if God is not involved in your life, everything that has happened to you that people have done, both negative and positive, have moved you closer to the palace, the place for the fulfillment of your assignment. Thank you, Lord. Since all things, both good and bad, have worked together for your good, contributing to your progress, thank God for everything. Amen. Good. So if you are Joseph, thank God for Mrs. Potiphar. Thank God for Mrs. Potiphar. Now, you know, we can look at Joseph's story in retrospect. But some of us are right now at the point where our brothers are selling us to merchants. Some of us are at the point where the merchants are carrying us to Egypt. Some of us are at the point where General Potiphar is buying us and taking us to his house. And some of us are right now at the point where we're having to deal with Mrs. Potiphar. With somebody that is lying on us, with someone that is causing us to suffer punishment for something we did not do. And some of us are actually right now at the prison stage. Thank God for the prison. Not literal prison, but I'm just simply saying the place where if you had the choice, you would not be. But you are there. In the worst of places, you can meet the best of people. It was someone that Joseph met in that prison that mentioned his name in the palace 2 years later. Stop complaining. You can't see the whole picture. In everything, give thanks. That is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Who would have thought fellow prisoners could be of any use, like those fellow prisoners with Joseph were. But they were. Fellow prisoners, don't underestimate anybody. Just like what you're going through is temporary, some other people too that you're meeting on the journey where they are is temporary. You don't know where they're going to be in 1 year's time or 2 years' time or 5 years from now. Give thanks for them. Give thanks. You don't know. You don't know. Give thanks for them. Wow. G.K. Chesterton said, I would maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought, and that gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. I love it. I would maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought. That's powerful. That's powerful. Thanks are the highest form of thought. I agree with that. Thanks giving is the acknowledgement of God's sovereignty. I may not understand everything that is going on, but Lord, I trust you. I know you understand everything that is going on. Not only do you understand, you have the power to control everything that is going on and everyone that is involved. So I may not fully understand it, but I will thank you up front because this thing is going somewhere and it's going to be in my favor. Amen. He says, once again, I would maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought, and that gratitude is happiness that is doubled by wonder. We've got to maintain our sense of wonder. So you look at our earlier quote. Someone is looking at the roses, knows that the roses are there quite all right, but is fixated on the thorns and is complaining because the roses have thorns. The other person is full of gratitude because the thorns have roses. Don't lose your sense of wonder. Don't live with a sense of entitlement that just because you exist on this planet, then you are God's responsibility and he has no choice but to work things out right for you. Maintain your sense of wonder. Don't have a sense of entitlement to anything. You know, that way, you know, even in our relationships with one another, once that sense of entitlement is there, there's no thank you anymore. No appreciation, no gratitude anymore. We begin to take one another for granted. And that's where we miss the miracles. Don't lose your sense of wonder. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits. When he would list the benefits, what did he list? He forgives your iniquities. He heals your diseases. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like that of the eagles. Thank God for the food. You wake up in the morning, you stretch your hand, you stretch the other one, you stretch your leg. Have a sense of wonder. Be grateful to God. Think a little bit about it. That's why he says, don't forget. Think a little bit about it. Is it normal to wake up? You slept. You did not know what was happening to you during sleep. Sincerely speaking, I'm always grateful when I wake up. Because sleeping is like death. If someone comes to harm you, you will not know. You will not be able to protect yourself. It was absolutely God that kept you through that night. And then you just woke up. You met yourself on this side of eternity. Many people slept and did not wake up. Maintain your sense of wonder. Why do some people not make progress in their lives? You say, you started the business, or, oh, I organized a seminar. Only 50 people showed up. That's where your problem is starting from. Only. You know what it takes for people to come? Each person exercises their wills. They are free will, free beings. Okay? For each person to have decided, There were influences on them. Be grateful. And when you thank God for the little, the thing is going to multiply. Take absolutely nothing for granted. Maintain your sense of wonder. Amen. All right. Thanks are the highest form of thought, G.K. Chesterton said. Gratitude is happiness that is doubled by one. See, your life can be full of happiness, sincerely speaking. There are people that are rich. There are people that have many things working in their lives that are not happy. And you have other people that have one-tenth or less than one-tenth what they have, and they are happy. What is the difference? It's attitude. Maintain your sense of wonder. Take nothing for granted. Thank God for every little thing. Your life will be full of thanksgiving. And as long as you are giving thanks, I'm telling you, multiplication will happen in your life. We'll continue there next week. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever devil is there distorting our view of what is going on in our lives, misinterpreting the circumstances of our life, we banish all such spirits in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We receive revelation of what God is doing. We receive grace for gratefulness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I prophesy, as you thank God for the roses. There may be thorns, but you are thanking God. In the midst of everything, there are small signs that God is still with you. As you give God thanks for them, I prophesy a season of multiplication in your life like you have never seen before. In the name of Jesus Christ. And whatever that attack of the devil is on your life, I declare it is terminated now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. I pray for that person that is a part of this service who says, Pastor, my relationship is not okay. My relationship with God is not okay. I want God to forgive me my sins. Can you just put your hand on your heart where you are? Let's say this short prayer together as we receive forgiveness from God. I'm a sinner. I cannot be lying. Well, God sent Jesus to die on the cross for you. He's paid the price for all of our sins. Let's pray and ask him for forgiveness. If you're right here or at any of our physical locations, can you please stand by your seat? We'll be done in 1 minute. God bless you. And if you're online, join us as we pray. Please say this prayer after me. Dear God, I believe that Jesus paid for my sins. I ask you to forgive me and to accept me as your child. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you for everyone that said the prayer. You love them. That's why you sent your son to die for them on the cross. So we know the moment they asked, you answered. We're grateful for this miracle of forgiveness of sins. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please do have your seats. God bless you. Oh, let's give Jesus a big hand clap for these wonderful people. God bless you. God bless you. All right. Our ushers gave you a card while you were standing. Please fill it with accurate information right now. When we close the service in a few minutes, just leave it on your seat. We'll pick it up as soon as you leave that seat, or you may hand it over to an usher. We have very useful information to send to you, and we will get in touch with you. If you're part of the service online, you said the prayer, there's a link right now in the chat room. Please click on it. Give us your information. We'll send the same thing to you via email. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. All right. It's time for us to give. Let's put cash, check in envelopes. We can do electronic transfers to the bank's accounts. The information is on the screen. And if you're part of the service online, there's a link right there in the chat room. Click on it for offering. Let's give. Some of us give already. And if we haven't, let's go ahead and give. Just remember, we're in a covenant with God. Because of that covenant, we are free from poverty forever. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ, the reality of your oneness with God will show in your finances, show in your career. Whatever cannot impoverish, God will not be able to impoverish you. Whatever God will attract, you will attract this season in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, the covenant is activated not only by prayer, but when we obey God like Abraham did. So as we give in obedience to God, I prophesy in Jesus' name, we will enjoy miracles of provision. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and do our giving. And remember, got to get your copy of Grace Activated. This season, God is pouring out grace on our lives. And where we struggled before, I declare a season of rest in the name of Jesus Christ. I strongly recommend this book. The chapters include The Power of Grace, Candidate for Grace, Connecting with Grace, Prayer Access to Grace, Grace and Your Assignment, Grace is in Your Gift, Grace and Gratitude, Grace for Solving Problems, and Grace for Financial Success. Get a copy for someone. Hallelujah. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ this month, whatever is left of your multiplication for this year, it will happen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Put your hands together. Let's receive the healing streams of God as we do some thanksgiving to God.
Do I have any grateful people in the house this morning? Come on, you can do better than that. For January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. Who has brought you into December? Who has brought you into December? Who has brought you into December? Somebody shout Jesus!
Correct.